Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about the inspection, what to expect, why you need one, and how to use it to your advantage. You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I'm your host, Silas Lindenstein. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into episode 8, The Inspection. If you've been listening, you know that this is Seattle's home buying podcast. But, you know, even if you're not in Seattle. Hey, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode number 8, The Inspection. For those of you that are new to the program, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate broker with Skyline Properties out here in Seattle. Now, if you're not in Seattle, you may be wondering, should I be listening to this show? Of course you should, because what I say here is relevant to pretty much any other state in the United States. So, you know, I mean, there's a few things that we're going to transpose, some different terms that we might use, and there'll be some little slight variations on the home buying process, but this will still give you a great education on what it is like to buy a home. And furthermore, if you are outside of the Seattle area and you are looking for a real estate agent, you know, I am connected to agents all over the United States through different Facebook groups and organizations. And I, you know, most cities out there, I have a good connection with. So go ahead. And if you're looking for one, go ahead and email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. And I'll go ahead and, you know, I'll try to connect you with somebody in your area, especially if you're in Orlando. I really got a great agent out there. I like him, but, you know, check with me. Today's episode, though, is about the inspection. As you know, when you're looking for a home, you know, you can only see what's on the inside. So usually what we end up having is an inspection for, you know, those details we might not catch, because you want to find out what's wrong with this house, right? Because, I mean, it looks pretty on the outside. Is anything being covered up? So normally when we do an offer onto a house, we will put in an inspection contingency saying that I will buy this house as long as I am happy with the results of the inspection. And you'll get a number of days that you have to order or have the inspection and respond about the results. Here in Seattle, the default on the contract is 10. That's a lot of days. So, you know, we usually try to lower that to 3 or 5 to get them to accept the offer. And that's enough time. If you've already picked out, say, an inspector, or your agent has a list of a few that they can recommend, usually you can get someone in the next day or day or two, and they should be able to get you the report real quick. So what'll come in is the process goes like this. You have the inspection, and then you look at that report, and you and your agent sort of talk about that. You decide what's important to you, and, you know, there's different strategies on how to approach it, but basically you're going to either either accept it as it is and go, oh, that's fine. I don't want to risk this deal at all, so I'm just going to accept it because I like everything from the report. Or you're going to say, you know, there's a few things I would like to get fixed. And so you'll request those items to be fixed. You will then submit that to your agent will submit it to the seller's agent. They will look at it, and they can either accept that or, you know, give an alternative suggestion on what they're willing to do. And then you have one more time to respond, to either accept what they offered or you know, you can accept what they offered there, or you can say no thanks and you back out of the deal. That's the way it is in Washington and the Seattle area. So you might have something slightly different in your contract. So make sure you know with your local agent. Also, besides fixing those items, you might ask for cash instead. So you could, well, not cash, but you can ask for cash at closing. You can ask the seller to pay some of your closing costs, or you can ask for the seller to lower the price of the house. Now, typically, I find that if you can get the seller to lower the closing costs, if you can get the seller to pay for your closing costs, that gives you a more immediate feeling of money. Because let's say you wanted the carpets replaced, right? And you want $1,000 for that. So that's $1,000 less you need to bring in to closing. So, you know, you can spend that directly on carpets and get that done. Whereas if you lower the sales price by $1,000, that's going to barely affect your mortgage price a month. So I try to get it in seller credits at the end if possible, if you haven't maxed out on those already. Now, you should get it. You know, there's some ethical things that I cannot even suggest for you to not have an inspection. And if I do, you know, if you decided not to have an inspection at all, you could, I would need you to sign a piece of paper saying me and my firm recommend an inspection, right? Now, oh yeah, over the last several years, plenty of people have been waiving inspections to try to get into a house. So, and they could do that for a variety of reasons. One, they think they can fix anything, which, come on, it's not true. You're going to need some help. Rarely do you need a home that bad. But they may waive it because they did a pre-inspection. So that means they had an inspector kind of come in and look at all the major things beforehand. They got permission. The seller has to sign a form saying you can do this. And then you bring an inspector. It's not as thorough as a regular inspection, but it is. They do check it out. They do check it out for you, see a lot of things. They usually don't write it down. And then if you're comfortable with the results, then you could. That's where I've seen people waive inspections there. Or sometimes the seller provides an inspection because they were like, you know what, I don't want everyone running through this house inspecting it, because every time something happens, it can mean a problem with the house. So I don't even want to deal with that. So they want to, they just get an inspection done, and they may fix items in there that they thought they should, and then they'll make it available for you to look at before you even put an offer in. And then now you may want to use your own inspector too. Like, you may not like their inspection. That's up to you, but a lot of times I find people really are happy with that inspection report from the one the seller purchased, because they're supposed to be neutral. And so that could be a reason that people do it. But again, I have to tell you, you should always get your own inspection. I have to tell you that. So do that. Why do people get an inspection? Well, you know, a big thing, foundation, that's a major cost. You want an inspector that's going to look at the major costs of you want to look at everything, but what I'm really looking forward to when I'm buying a house is things that would make me not want to have this house at all, like a foundation issue. That's going to be too much money. You know, I've seen them at $16,000-$20,000 to repair, and like, I don't know that I could find a location that made that worth it. Appliances, see if the appliances look like they're about to give out, and things like the air conditioner or the furnace, you know, those are big ticket items. The roof, see how those are going, see how it's doing. You know, I know I bought a house and I know it had a bunch of little electrical, just a lot of the electrical had it's reverse polarized. So it's not a big deal. It can be caught, you know, it can add up. So, but it was something I felt like, you know, and I can take care of that, or I'll just, you know, down the road, I can get somebody to go fix those for me. But it wasn't a game ender for me. And I think that's what to look for in an inspection. When you get that inspection report, the first time you're buying a house, it looks so huge. It looks so long. And you're like, it can be scary and intimidating. And someone is telling you there are this many things wrong with the house. The thing is, like, from when a house was built to now, like, it could be 60 years. It could be an 80-year-old house. And codes change and they suggest different things. They learn more about how roofs and about the way water flows off of a roof. A lot of things that the inspector has to put down, but they're not all, you know, like, hey, I recommend a little safety valve on this. You know, it's going to cost you $10 to do. Personally, I'm not going to, if I was buying a house, I'm not going to fight over a little $10 item. I want to make sure the big things are taken care of. Like, so if something's wrong with the roof, we're going to have to work something out. You're going to drop the price, or I'm going to, you know, or see if we can get repaired or something like that. Because those can be costly. We're very at least going to go find out how much it costs to fix these major things so that I know the true cost of buying this house. But inspections don't have to be stressful. They need to be knowledge, a knowledge hour for you. You know, I mean, they can take 2 to 3 hours, but it's a big chance for you to learn about sort of the mechanics of how our house runs. And you should almost be excited about it. Like, ooh, what are we going to find out about this house? Because there's not going to be one single house you get, even a new house. Yes, you need an inspection on a new house, on new construction, because they do things wrong all the time. I've heard of things where they forgot to put plumbing connecting the bathroom because someone missed a step and somebody drywalled, and well, it's all drywalled, and everyone assumed the plumbing was in there. They had to have an inspector come out in order to see that, hey, there's actually no water coming out of this bathroom. It's just all draining into the floor. You know, there's little things like that. Insulation, wrong insulation put in to homes. There's little things. So you always need an inspector, even on new construction. Don't buy into that myth that new homes don't need it. And of course, you know, like, and your agent should have a list of a few different people that they've worked with and might suggest for you. If I give you one, it's going to have three people probably, and you're going to have to sign off on this. I did want to share a story, like things that you need to take into consideration. You know, the inspector is trying to cover themselves, trying to cover future liabilities, but it doesn't mean that the house is necessarily bad. You got to think about the practicality of life. For instance, I have a recent inspection I had. The inspector was talking about galvanized pipes and how, oh, this house has all galvanized pipes. You need to replace the whole house because they're past their life expectancy. So, you know, and to replumb a whole house is economically not feasible for most people to do it all at once. What happens in reality for most people is, you know, that, yeah, I have galvanized pipe and I'm aware I'm going to need to change this out. So what you do is, as one gets a leak, you know, you never want a leak, but, you know, it's going to happen with these galvanized pipes. As one leaks, you go replace that section, or you have a licensed plumber come in and replace that section of piping, because no one wants to spend $30,000 to replace a whole thing at once. You know, if you get a windfall, that'd be great and fine. So you got to think about when you get this inspection report, how it can apply to your real life. Is it something to back off on completely or not? Because I know in Seattle, like, if you're not going to take a house that has galvanized pipes, you've reduced your number of homes that you could possibly even purchase. Definitely, you've eliminated a whole field of purchase prices. That's why that house is $50,000 under market value, you know, because of that issue was noticed or something. So take those things into account. You know, the big advantage of the inspection is it allows you time to get out of the deal, I think. That inspection contingency. Because if you waive it, and then, you know, like, you can waive it, but then it turns out that there is a requirement by your lender to have an inspection done, so you still have to pay for one. You get that done. And then the inspector discovers something that you're like not okay with, right? There's nothing you can do if you waived it. But if you have that in there, as long as you, you know, respond within the certain number of days that you've said, you can get out of that deal. And really, you can find minor things to get out of it. You just have to not be happy with it, and they're going to have to accept it. So, yeah, I mean, that's inspections, you know. Do them to save you money and to save you anxiety on what you're going to expect. Now, keep in mind, inspectors are human. They may not catch everything, but they will catch more than you will. I can guarantee that. Hey, thank you for tuning in. That is the program for today. Thank you so much for listening to you people all over the United States. I got people listening from all over. It's so I'm pretty blown away. But thank you for listening. My name is Silas Sennenstein. Again, I'm with Skyline Properties. And, you know, if you're in the Seattle area and you're looking to buy or sell a home, please give me a call at 206-351-9230. You can also text or you can email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. And of course, if you are looking to buy a home anywhere else in the United States, go ahead and also text or email me, and maybe I can hook you up with a agent that I feel is, you know, is using the force. It will help you live long and prosper, many things like that, you know? So, yeah, either way, just connect with me, or if you have any questions about the home buying process, just go ahead and shoot me a message. Thank you so much. Happy buying.